Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and welcome to episode number 205, Let Them In. Well, I don't know about you, but when I was a young mom, and actually sometimes now I still struggle with this, it was hard for me to be vulnerable, to let my husband or my children fill my needs. I made sure everyone had all their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs met, and I gave and gave. And actually, I loved taking care of people. I think my love language is nurturer, if there's even a love language like that, but I'm a nurturer. But I wasn't good at letting other people nurture me. I would ask my children for favors, like doing something around the house. I also asked my husband to do me favors around the house, or can you please watch the kids while I go to the grocery store or do an errand? I asked for favors, as if everything was my responsibility, and they were just all helping me out when I needed it. And that's because I took charge as if everything was my responsibility. But everything wasn't and isn't my responsibility. As a family, we share responsibility for taking care of the home, educating our children, and making sure children are where they need to be when they need to be there, and that if children need watching, it's part of my husband's responsibility as father as much as it is or was as mine as mother. And side note, so many women take away the opportunity for their husbands to learn to take care of the children, to bond with their children by caring for them. We may indulge his inexperience and nervousness with babies and children, and so he rarely changes a diaper or puts a baby in the car seat. Maybe we don't let him take the kids to the store or the park unaccompanied by us, or we just take over because we think we will do it faster and better, whether it's changing a diaper, calming a baby, giving a bottle, or maybe it's meeting with teachers and discussing why Johnny isn't doing well in math. We become a boss rather than a partner in parenting with our husband. So, when I framed everything as I'm supposed to do it all, but sometimes I'll ask for help, I did two things. One, I took away the natural responsibility that each person in our family had. And two, I didn't appreciate their taking responsibility and doing the thing, whatever it was that I asked, as an act of nurturing. And sometimes I felt guilty for even asking because, well, after all, I took responsibility for everything. While I was busy delegating all of life so I could breathe sometimes, I found that I wasn't actually enjoying life, and I was developing resentments that were of my own making. Don't get me wrong, I loved being a mom and raising our beautiful family with my husband. We have 7 grown children now who would tell you that they had a great childhood. They were happy. Yes, sometimes they argued and sometimes an older sibling bossed around a younger sibling, but they played well together for the most part and they have wonderful memories. But when my oldest was going into 4th grade, we felt the strong pull to take the oldest 3 out of school and begin homeschooling. So we had 3 in school and 3 still preschool when we started homeschooling. And then, of course, number 7 came along a few years later. But There were lots of reasons that we felt this was the right decision. And at the time, I could count on one hand the people I knew who homeschooled. They were homeschooling freaks, so it was not an easy decision to make to be a homeschooling freak. But what I heard clearly from God was that I needed to homeschool for me to learn a few things. Yes, I learned to diagram a sentence, and I relearned the classification of animals, but those weren't the kind of lessons that God was trying to teach me. What I needed to learn as a woman and a mother was that I didn't have to take all the responsibility for everyone and everything. I was being a manager, not a wife and not a mom. Yes, we do need to be responsible and take charge of our children as we're raising them. We need to be adults who keep track of taking care of everyone's physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. But in the process of embracing that responsibility, I just managed everyone and everything. I took over. And I didn't take as much time as I wished I had to live the experience of motherhood. Bringing the children home from school was how God called me to experience motherhood rather than just managing people. Now, I'm not suggesting that everyone must homeschool to experience the joys of motherhood. But I did. I needed to learn to be vulnerable with my children and let them fill some of my needs. I needed to laugh with them. I needed more hugs and kisses from them than just hello and goodbye. I needed to see their faces light up when they discovered something new or a new skill that they mastered. I needed to enjoy watching them play sports or hear their beautiful practicing of a musical instrument. Beautiful in quotes, because it wasn't always beautiful. But to my ears, it was just so sweet. Watching my children learn in many different areas of life filled and still fills my soul with such joy. And I needed to let them in, to experience them and all that they can do for me in order to find joy in my motherhood. Rather than spending my days correcting, reminding, and assigning responsibilities and doing all the things like a drill sergeant, I had to stop and just be. Just enjoy them, talk with them, understand them, listen to them and what's important to them. I began appreciating our conversations during the day about friendships and about God and whether I thought maybe there actually were aliens. I let them in and fill my soul. It's a tricky balance, managing and mothering. But it is exactly where we find the joy in our motherhood. Spending 10 minutes listening to facts about all the different whales brought me joy. 20 minutes playing a card game brought me joy. Watching them play dress up brought me joy. Watching them play home run derby out in the backyard and the hoots and hollers when someone hit it over the fence, even though they knew they weren't supposed to hit it that far, brought me joy. Praying nightly together, all the kids lined up on the couch and each one saying, "Thank you, God, for something specific to them that day," brought me joy. The reason why I created my parenting course, Virtue-Based Parenting, is because I want you all to not feel overwhelmed in the managing of the family. I want you to learn and implement schedules, routines, and habits for you and your children to eliminate the resistance, the hard in your day. I want you to understand how to be a proactive leader rather than a mom who always reacts to misbehavior. I want you to have the parenting structure, the bones of everyday living and interacting precisely so that you can experience and seek out those moments of joy. So that you can take off your brain constantly correcting, thinking about what you have to do next and feeling overwhelmed. Recognize that motherhood is more about connection with your children than about things and stuff and getting them to where they need to be when they need to be there. Why do moms feel overwhelmed? I think it's because they're not letting their children fill the needs of connection and joy that moms instinctively have. Are you managing or are you mothering? Let yourself be vulnerable. You need to feel loved and needed. Don't be so busy or in control that you don't let your children fill your soul with joy and connection. We all need lots of positive experiences with each other. And if we don't create them, then all we do is focus on the negative experiences. Our children focus on all the times they're corrected, and we focus on all the times they don't do what we ask them to do. Embrace your motherhood. Be vulnerable. Let your children bring you joy with their silliness, their wonderment, their very selves. We are nurturers. We also need nurturing. Let your children in. If you are interested in joining me in the next cohort of virtue-based parenting, enrollment will open again at the end of March. So make sure you go to janetquinlan.com/parentingwaitlist. And there you'll be able to sign up so that you get all the information as soon as enrollment opens. I'm doing this for you because I want you to experience all the joy that motherhood brings. Have a great week and take care.
Do you have a life coach who helps you be the woman you want to be? The woman God has called you to be? Who helps you sort through your marriage or parenting difficulties and helps you create the mindset you need to embrace your vocation with joy and gratitude? If you're looking for a coach, I would be so honored to help you. Email me at janet@findingjoyinmotherhood.com.